not gonna say it. Somebody should. Let's talk about tool time. Let's talk about bum wine, yeah. You're asking the questions that nobody could. Like where the bone thugs in, are they in harmony?
Hey everybody. So, excuse me. Today we are going to look at Coachella. Coachella is a music festival for idiot hippies, as far as I can tell. So what I'm going to do is look at the artists. Now, I basically know maybe four and could name a song or recognize a song by maybe two. So we're just going to start right up top and see what we got. Let's see what old man Pete thinks of the music of the kids. So I'm going to just type these into like Spotify and see what the most popular song is. So first up, we've got Childish Gambino with a song called Red Bone, which I guess is a dog's dick. I'm getting bored. Twenty seconds. Pete doesn't have this much time. Okay, that's horrible. That was awful. I don't know if this is what this dude sounds like most of the time, but that was one of the worst sounds I've ever heard. Let's see, we've got Janelle Monáe. I know who that is. She's alright, so I'm gonna spare myself that. We have a lot to get through. There's like 50 of these. Okay, there's a group called The 1975. Their top favorite hit is It's Not Living, parentheses, If It's Not With You. One of their singers looks like if the crow came back to life and then was the crow and then didn't die, and so he just had to cover up his the crow makeup with regular makeup. Okay, this is terrible. Awful. Awful, awful thing that they've done. DJ Snake. DJ Snake. I'm upset that I'm doing this because, you know, after this, it's like, oh, well, this is what my Spotify will think I like. So this is Taki Taki with Selena Gomez, Ozuna, and Cardi B. Okay, that's enough of that. I hear that blaring from truck windows all day, every day. Wouldn't need to go very far. I would not need to go to Coachella to hear that. Okay, here's one called Diplo, which is like Duplo, except dip instead of dupe. Close to Me. Okay, this is not what I expected. Even though we both know we're liars and we start each other's in trouble. Is Diplo just like a music maker, not a singer? Jesus Christ. This music all sounds like something you'd hear at a dance club or something. Is that what Coachella is? Okay, here's one called Rufus Du Sol with two unnecessary umlauts, which I don't think is a joke. Treat You Better. Also, all capitalized. Every night, I
of my life within.
I just skipped 40 seconds ahead and it's like I traveled back in time. I'm gonna be tortured by this more than if I had just stuck with it. Oh, God. So far, the kids are not all right. Okay, here's one called Blackpink. All one word, for those of you following along at home. I don't know why you would be. With their hit, Kiss and Make Up. Nope. Anything that's like that. Okay, I think this is one called Anderson Dot Pack. Pack. Anderson Dot. Yeah, sure enough. He's got a period before the capital P in his last name. Make It Better featuring Smokey Robinson. Wow, if only, you know, I'm so sad that I've never heard a song that sounds anything like that. What a sad state of affairs that, what a creative man he must be to have come up with that. La, 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 la. Next, we've got Kacey Musgraves, Rainbow. Okay, her top hits are Rainbow, Butterflies, High Horse, Golden Hour, and Slow Burn. So it's like Lisa Frank vomited all over an album cover and they used the names. Someone just was like, here's what I see on this album cover. Okay.
It ain't raining anymore. You hold tight to your eyes finally open. The rain and wind stop blowing.
Okay. I have no use for that. No thanks. Next is Juice WRLD, JUICEWRLD, capitalize, complete collection, Lucid Dreams, explicit. The sincerity really is painful to me.
And I thought you were the one listening to my heart instead of my head. You found an
Okay. I'm an old man. Let's just know that. I'm an old man. But this all kind of sounds the same. Same kind of backbeat, same kind of this. Okay, here's one called Ella May. Teal. This is torturous. Is this as bad for you as it is for me?
A habit for a day, carried on through May, summer through to autumn, leaves turn gray, and you're speaking the same. I see what you say, the months gain gravity.
See, can I explain to you why Ella May is not good at this? That was end rhyming. So you rhyme just the end syllable of the line, rhymes with the end syllable of the last line, and that is like the easiest kind of rhyme to do. It didn't have like multiple rhymes throughout. It's just da 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 day, da 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 way, da 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 may, da 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 okay. Like anyone can do that. That is a waste of time. Ella May, you've wasted my time. Los Tucanes de Tijuana. I don't know. Does that mean the toucans of Tijuana? Boy, this looks like a Mexican polka band. Okay. Looks like it is.
Yep.
What happened? Okay, so this is our White Guilt band for people who are going to Coachella and are like, oh, you know, I really like them. That was fun to see that novelty act. amongst the other people who paid like $400 for a ticket to this. Fisher, losing it. Wow. I just hope that people like this know how lucky they are. That it's like, I'm getting paid a lot of money to just make a thing that goes like, that's the easiest thing I've ever heard. Okay, here's a Jaden Smith. Did I spell that correctly? What's going on? Jaden Smith. Doesn't even seem to have... Jaden Smith is featured on a bunch of stuff. But it doesn't look like they're his songs. Well, here's Sin featuring Jaden Smith.
Man, fuck all y'all. I know you can't tell from me. Don't spin. I went, got new racks and I did it again. Hey, I think she a twin. Plus she got real color my skin.
This is another new hip hop thing, newish, which is not a fan. Not a fan. Oof. It's just so, like, it's so samey. Is this, like, a thing because DJs can play, like, a bunch of songs in a row and it's like, no one would even notice I changed songs? All right, here's Nina Kravitz. Not to be confused with a Kravitz. No tea. Hair comb? Oh my god. This reminds me of the terrible music from Rocky Balboa. The girlfriend made that terrible music. That some people were like, no, it was great. She actually makes that music. And I was like, I don't think I'd be telling people that if that was me. I think I'd keep that a secret. And wait and see what people said. And when everyone was like, well, this is horrible, I'd be like, yeah. Rosalía.
El demo lo canto con Honduras. Dicen una estrella, una figura.
Yeah, that's the same beat, but with Spanish lyrics. Great. Real great. You know what's funny about this is like, oh yeah, well, it's got Spanish lyrics, so it's so different. And it's like, that doesn't that make it worse because it's like the same crappy beat, and so you're not getting anything out of that, and then you don't understand the words either. What the hell? Okay, here's Gorgon City with Lick Shot. I already heard CNC Music Factory plenty of times. More like lick shit. Wrong vowel. They bought the wrong vowel. That's the only problem. Mon Laferty. Mon Laferty? Did I spell that wrong? No, it's on here. Okay, well. Crankbin. Jesus Christ. Okay, good. It's filled it in for me. Crankbin. I guess Mon Laferty must either be so bad that I was just spared. God came through for me. Como me quieres. By Crankbin. Jesus. Okay, I guess that's it. Well, I'm not a giant caterpillar with a hookah sitting on a giant mushroom, so I'll pass on that. Kayzo. K-A-Y-Z-O. Oh, this is painful. Ugh. I wish you could see the pictures of some of these folks. This is a rework of The Last Resort by Papa Roach.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation.
So that's... They took an obnoxious song and made it longer and added like dubstep type beats to it. Well, good job. Okay, this is DVSN, Divsen. I'm sure like I'm saying all of these wrong. If I was like an announcer at Coachella, I'd have to be like, I'm going to have to ask a lot of fucking people how to say their band name. It's called Think About Me. How long until this breaks into... Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. 10 seconds so far. Oh, it's do. What happened to people who used to make like beats to hip hop songs? Are they just gone? Cause is it too easy? Does everyone having the tools make it not good? And they're just like, just make a fucking... I'm going to make a hip-hop album just to show everyone how easy it is. This is King Princess with a 1950.
I hate it when dudes try to chase me.
So Adele Jr.
I love it when you try to save me because I'm just a lady.
Ah.
I love it when we play 1950. So cold, it just stays about to kill me. I'm surprised.
Here's what's funny about singers like this is you can't really tell. Here's something you could go to Coachella for. You go and you find out like which of these folks can actually sing and which of these are all production. Because I think that voice sounds production to me. It's entirely possible that she can sing, but who knows? This is Chris Lake, based on his beard, which doesn't connect up to the top of his head, but almost does, and his sunglasses. I'm going to guess this is some kind of DJ as well.
God.
That sounded like the last lady we were listening to combined with... Okay, here's one called Jowz. J-A-U-Z. I'm going to assume that's some kind of jizz or something. This guy also, he looks like he's 12. Okay, that's all we need of that. Jesus Christ. Hot since 82. Hot since 82. So far, I don't know if I found anything that I was like, yeah. Oh, God. This guy looks like a real douche. Here's the thing that makes these worse. Is when they do this kind of music and they're goofy, like when you've got your Danger Mouse and he's got a fucking huge mouse head on and you're like, eh, whatever. He obviously doesn't take this too seriously, but this guy is like looking off like he's so filled with emotional pain. You're like, oh yeah.
I hear voices in my...
So is this what goes on at Coachella for like 2 weeks? Just dunk. This is horrible. I'm going to just pick some that sound really bad. Here's one called Let's Eat Grandma. Let's try that. Maybe that's like a fun band. Let's Eat Grandma. This is like two chicks. It's not just me. So maybe this will be an actual song. He's Coachella.
And just when we discover that we need each...
Why is Chucky's wife from Child's Play singing this song?
Keep pulling us away. Back then I just decided...
Here's what's interesting about these songs too. You skip like a minute and a half in, it sounds exactly the same. Like it's awful. Well, Let's Eat Grandma, you were a big disappointment. Here's one called Ross from Friends. Let's see what that's like. How serious can you be if your name is Ross from Friends? Oh, he's kind of hilarious looking. He's in a sweater in an old Sears type photo. Talk to me, you'll understand.
Mm-hmm.
Christ. Can you hurry up? This is 1:07 in. I just want to make a point here. Okay, let's look at Pete's favorite band, Lucero. Let's see how long it takes. So their most popular song right now is For the Lonely Ones. How long does it take before it starts getting good? So something happens about 6 seconds into the fucking song. I mean, like, how long, if you look at, like, Can't You Hear Them Howl has a little intro. Let's see how long it takes to actually start before the guitar comes in. That was 3 seconds. That's one that I remember as being like, this one takes a minute to get going. 3 fucking seconds. Are you crazy? Like, these songs all take like 45 seconds to start. Let's look at Women in Work album. Women in Work, the title song, 306. Things are already happening. Lyrics within the first 6 seconds. Let's try Sometimes. This is one of my favorites. It's a longer song. We have some guitar. We have some drums already. Sometimes. Lyrics at 11 seconds. Like, that's one that I'm like, eh, this one takes a minute to get going. It's almost like when they make songs, they're saying, you know what should start right away is the song. I mean, like, maybe this should be a song right from the beginning, and then people will stick around and see what happens. It's sort of like these songs that these other artists are doing violate the rules of, like, if you write a book, you gotta hook them right at the beginning, but then you have to continually hook them. Okay, that was 29 seconds in before it started really going. But I mean, there was still something happening. Meanwhile, these other ones, it's like 45 seconds and nothing has happened yet. Like, what the fuck is going on here? All right, let's skip to this weekend. So this is today. Oh, Solange, one of my favorite artists. Remember, she had a big story because it was like she had an album. So she's Beyonce's sister and had an album come out, and everyone's like, she's more than just Beyonce's sister. And I'm like, okay. Hello. I mean, that is horrible. Why would you, like, what situation do you listen to that? I'm starting to wonder if people only listen to music while stoned in the current day. Because it's like, well, yeah, anything you do while stoned is different. Here's Khalid. 48 million listeners monthly. 10 seconds in. Got that nursery rhyme quality to it. Can we just talk? Can we just talk? I didn't hate that. I didn't like it, but I didn't hate it. Let's try Gesaffelstein. The only Stein I want to see is Rammstein.
Du hast mich.
This is called Lost in the Fire. Oh, God. No. Churches? This is like the witch. Churches. It's got to be churches, right? Just like the woo-woo witch.
Can I tell you something?
Okay, that's all I need to hear that. Ta-ta, ta-ta, ba-ba, ba-ba. Let's see, we got anything on here that's like Soccer Mommy. Does that sound like it's something good? Soccer Mommy. I just want to hear one thing that sounds like different. She looks kind of like Avril Lavigne. Mixed with an Olsen twin. Four seconds. 30. At least this song has a bass line. Like an actual musical bass line that happened. Should try another one. You know, that's not my thing, but it's also not terrible. I will say that. It is not like, if I walked into a, you know, hip coffee shop and heard that, I wouldn't be like, Jesus Christ, can you fucking turn this shit off already? Unknown Mortal Orchestra. How much do you want to bet that this is going to be underwhelming compared to its name? Oh, this is going to be a DJ. Oh, God. Like, who is sitting at their desk making this thinking, like, nailed it? How do you know when you've done this kind of song? There you go. How do you know you've, like, succeeded at this? Like, how do you know you've done this and you're like, that's it? I've done it. I've created a song. I mean, like, if you just go back, I know that this is, like, not necessarily my type of music anymore, but, like, all right, here you go. What's up, Fat Lip? Don't you want to hear what this person has to say based on this? You're just like, what's going to happen now? Where's this going?
Try it. Fresh kid turned rotten. I can't believe how naive that I've gotten. Over the years, seems like I'm getting dumber. Reminiscent to a time when I was younger with a hunker. Full of dreams, determination, self-esteem. But now it seems they hesitate to be on my team.
See, that's got a little bit of the end rhyme problem, but it's got some in the middle, too. Okay? Much better. That is a song. That's a song. There's like a beat that does not sound like a million songs. Sounds like some songs, but not 1 million songs. Jesus Christ. Also, I can't imagine that this sounds like good live. Oh, God, I missed an entire day. Oh, God. Ariana Grande, what do you think that sounds like? You probably all know, right? Are you guys all listening to this like, duh, idiot? Her most popular song is Quit, which is featuring her. Come on. Oh, for fuck's sake.
And you say that I'm the devil, you know.
Okay, this is called Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored. Oh my God.
You got me some type of way. Ain't just a feeling this way. I do not know what to say.
Wow, you rhymed way and say that time, huh? Amazing. Tame Impala. What? The less I know, the better. Okay, this is almost like music. Love that either, but it's like a thing. There's a thing. Oh God. So now I'm looking at the, like, the news about Coachella. Childish Gambino took Coachella to church, then proceeded to smoke it out. Hailey Baldwin enjoys Coachella with Kendall Jenner after Justin Bieber posts, Jesus Christ, person no one cares about, who's the daughter of someone people vaguely care about, another lady no one cares about, some guy no one cares about. Like, what the fuck? Wait a minute. Idris Elba is going to be at Coachella? What does that even mean? He's playing Coachella. What? Okay, hold on. Spotify, Idris Elba. Now, I was not aware of him as a music artist. All right, let's try this. He's called Bad Man. What the fuck?
He was a bad man.
Why is Idris Elba doing this to me specifically? But like, does he need to do that? I mean, does he like need to be a DJ? Is it like, I'm not really sure that anyone's interested in me as Idris Elba. I need to come up with some kind of skill. I'm very handsome. I'm a respected actor. Done a lot of things. But I need another thing. Let's see. In his new Netflix series, Idris Elba plays a struggling DJ. Oh, no. Is Idris Elba doing a Jamie Foxx? Where it's like, I'm playing Ray Charles, and all of a sudden I'm a musician? Oh, he's 46. Oh, no. He has a 17-year-old daughter. Can you imagine that? Oh, this is sad. There's too many boxes on here for me to actually read what's happening. He fell in love with music at age 4. Wasn't that, okay, he's people's sexiest man alive. Once you're sexiest man alive, you don't have to do anything. I've worked my whole life to play at Coachella. I made it at 46. I nearly passed out when I found out. But he has plenty of DJ experience at his belt, working his way up to clubs from Los Angeles to Ibiza. Last year, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle asked him to DJ their wedding reception. They were great, and we had an amazing time. It's like, yeah, I mean, of course people are going to... Because here's the truth. Can we all say the truth? DJing is not really a skill. And so if you can DJ a wedding and you're like, well, we could have Idris Elba as our DJ or just some guy, and it's probably... Like, what's going to happen? You tell him which fucking songs you want to hear, and he plays the songs. I'm just not a DJ person. Do not care about DJs. Not impressed. I mean, okay, DJ, I just DJed this podcast. Was it good? No. But it's not that hard. You just got to look like it's really hard. I think that's the real secret to being a DJ, is to be like nodding your head, but like having fierce concentration. Because then everyone's like, maybe this DJ thing is harder than I thought. I shouldn't try it. But everyone who's done it secretly, you know, they nod at you because they're like, good. Way to keep up the act. Way to keep it seeming like DJing is good and important. Fucking assholes. What is wrong with everybody? You gonna pay to go see a bunch of people? You know, so it's like $400 and some. You can go to Coachella, or you could just, you, how long, okay, Spotify Premium, how much does that cost? Let's see, $9.99 a month. Try Premium for 30 days for only €5.99 a month. Well, who then? Okay, $9.99. So, for $9.99, so that costs, so you could almost have, you could have like 4 years of fucking Spotify Premium just DJing for you constantly. You just put it on that Discover mode, which now for me is going to be all fucked up because it's going to think I liked all that shit I just played. You're welcome. I did that for you. You're welcome. You could have like 4 years of Spotify Premium and just listen to it whenever you want in the comfort of your own home, stoned out of your mind, if that's what you're going to Coachella for, and you'd be fine. I don't get it, man. It's crap. It's garbage. It's shit. But there you go. Well, that's a complainy episode for you. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it. I do. That doesn't sound sincere. Everything else I've been saying has been very insincere, but that is sincere. Also, we're approaching episode 400, for which I need as many questions as possible. So please send me your questions ASAP, as soon as Peter considers it possible, which is now. Send them now. If you're hearing my voice and you're not clicking away at your computer sending me questions, you fucked up. You're done fucked up already. All right, we'll see you next time. Do, 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 do.